Right now at 8:51, it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have ourselves some humidity out there this morning, and yes, it's raining across parts of Illinois. We have temperatures to the east of Illinois running mostly in the 70s at this hour, a few upper 60s scattered about, and the relative humidity is high. It's always indicative that perhaps a little bit of rain is going to fall in the not-so-distant future, and indeed that is the case. We will see this line of showers and thunderstorms that's moving through Illinois and Wisconsin this morning at this hour to continue to work its way eastward, but it is going to lose its intensity and we'll likely see a lot of the precipitation break up into sporadic lighter showers and thunderstorms that won't have nearly the impact that we've seen from some of this rain in the last 24 hours. It looks as though we are still going to be experiencing some frequent rain and thunderstorm activity in the western Corn Belt as we go forward through this next 5 to 7 days. We do expect to see many areas in Iowa, northern Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin, western Illinois, too, that will get some 1 to 3 inch rains and some local totals over 4 inches in some spots. Now, that's spread out over a week's time, so it doesn't all occur at once. So we should be able to manage this without a lot of problem. There's some areas, actually, in a part of this region that's running a little on the dry side. We haven't had that much precipitation across some of the western Corn Belt in the recent weeks, and the moisture will be beneficial. But it will also set back some of the late-season planting, and that's where the marketplace is a little bit more concerned. In the eastern Midwest, we are going to see a lighter experience with rainfall as we go forward through this week. Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, even parts of Kentucky will get rain periodically, but it will be light. Maybe a couple tenths of an inch, upwards to 3/4 of an inch will occur quite often in the bulk of that region. And by quite often, I mean just total amounts for the whole week. And then we'll likely see some local totals in Illinois, maybe southern Indiana, and parts of western Kentucky that could get some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts. The drier bias in those eastern areas will allow for some field work to take place, and that's the best news. Also, on top of this, we are going to see the temperatures stay fairly warm for the next 7 days. A lot of temperatures in the lower 80s will occur across the lower parts of the Midwest. There may be a couple of spots to get into some middle 80s, but I don't think that will happen very often. And we'll look for some temperatures in the northern part of the Midwest to run largely in the 70s to near 80 degrees. So some favorable drying conditions will occur between the rain events, and that's probably the other part of the most important portion of this forecast. Now, to our south, there is going to be a very limited amount of rain from the lowermost parts of the Mississippi Delta area into Georgia and parts of northwest Florida. And the reason why I make point of this is because that, I think, is going to become the seedling of some drier and warmer weather that will come along as we move into the heart of summer. So keep an eye on that region. We'll get a little bit of relief here in another week or so, but it's not likely to completely go away. And we are also seeing temperatures in the southern plains getting hot periodically. Temperatures yesterday afternoon got up into the upper 90s from a part of the south-central sections of Kansas into western Texas. This also is indicative of what will be coming through the middle of the country in a few weeks' time. So we're going to be watching that as well. In the meantime, it looks like the outlook for hard red winter wheat country is going to be a little bit of a concerning one because of the frequency of rain. Some of the grain quality may decline across a part of that region, and it looks like there may also be some additional scab and rust issues for some of the central plains as we continue in the wet weather bias pattern there. So that's pretty much it this morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thanks a lot, Drew. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.